Cover your ears. Cover your ears otherwise. The Good, the Bad, and the Disgusting by D.C. Henderson. Once a month, I meet with an attractive businesswoman, let's call her Biz Gal, to discuss projects she is doing for my business. She has all the charms of a pretty young woman, but these meetings are not flirty or sexual, strictly business. This despite Biz Gal having an exceptionally cute face, or that she is adorned with natural, mammoth, awe-inspiring breasts. I stay focused on her work. It's business, damn it. Usually we meet for coffee at Starbucks, but before our last meeting, I suggested we have lunch at a restaurant of her choosing. She chose an elegant, expensive, Italian restaurant with upscale clientele and romantic ambiance. Biz Gal is very intelligent, a college grad, and at 23, already has her own company of more than a dozen employees. She's quite clever and creative. But for all her impressive abilities and talents, there's one skill she does not possess: table manners. The waiter brings her plate piled high with steaming fettuccine. Does Biz Gal demurely entwine a few strands around her fork and begin with a ladylike nibble? No, she jabs her fork into a pile of pasta, extracts a huge chunk, and shoves it into her mouth, cheeks bulging. There is a fountain of fettuccine spouting out of her face, dripping down to her plate. She smiles and continues talking. She shovels in another wad, then reaches over her head with both arms, interlocking her fingers in a feat of double-jointed yogic mastery. She swivels her arms behind her back, her massive breasts arcing over the table, nearly poking my eyes out. Again, I repeat, there is nothing sexual about these meetups. She is explaining what it means to be a non-binary pansexual, but I can't concentrate on what she says, or even on those monstrous memories straining to break free. Instead, I am fixated on the waterfall of noodles disgorging from her mouth, being sucked up when she speaks, and cascading down when she stops. I am desperately trying to keep my own lunch down when, from deep inside her bowels, a thunderous rumbling pushes its way upward and erupts as a revolting belch. A pattern of disgusting digestion ensues. 30-second burps followed by minute-long pauses as her gurgling guts reload. She continues smiling, speaking, and eating. Finally, she has wolfed down the entire mass, the entire messy mass of marinara. Lunch over, we pick a time soon for our next meeting at Starbucks. One thing that won't be soon, me eating pasta.